Good morning, a Wednesday morning. That means Miles Reed, editor of the Daily Gazette, joins us. Good morning, Miles.
Good morning, David.
Well, of course, we're approaching 4th of July. That means fireworks, and there's a fine line in the counties in the capital region between what is accepted as legal and what's not. If you go to many of the stores now, you'll see some of these sparklers and other kinds of fireworks on display for sale. But they're already a concern in Schenectady County.
The last couple of years around the 4th of July in Schenectady, we have just seen a huge increase in problems since these counties started allowing the sale of these smaller fireworks maybe 3 years ago. So the last year now, Schenectady has had so many problems, they have actually rescinded the law that allows the sale of any kind of these fireworks in their stores. So they're not allowed, and you're not even allowed to possess them in Schenectady. And the problem they've had is that on some of these summer nights, they're getting hundreds of complaints of people setting off these fireworks in the neighborhood. And the other night at the city council meeting, the representatives of the neighborhood group of two of the biggest neighborhoods, Hamilton Hill and Mont Pleasant, went to the council and said, "This is getting crazy already. We're hearing fireworks until 3 a.m. and it's not even close to the 4th of July yet." They're asking the police department and the city council to try to get on top of this, to try to help with enforcement. The cops, for their part, they go to these calls, and a lot of times by the time they get there with somebody sending out fireworks, the people have left and then sort of scattered. The cops leave and then the people come back out and keep shooting them up. The difference here is that if I live in Schenectady, I can drive over to Saratoga County or Albany County and buy some fireworks at Hannaford, Price Chopper, or whatever, and bring them back. But technically, you're not allowed to set them off in Schenectady. So they've tried their part legislatively to curb this. Really didn't work too well last year. So what they're hoping to do this year is to enforce. Some of these neighborhood groups are saying, you just need to hit them where their pocketbook is and fine them more severely. Make it maybe a first offense $50, a second offense $250. We haven't heard from the police department yet, so we'll be waiting to see in the next couple of weeks.
Wherever you are, no matter what you're doing, be careful if you're using fireworks. Let's go to Niskayuna now, where it may be before voters in 2020. We're talking about a capital project for the school district.
A couple of years ago, we wrote about that they were starting to do an inventory of buildings that were starting to age out, that were just not going to be useful too much farther into the future. And, you know, things like buses. And now what they're doing is they're gonna try to really get on top of this issue. They are predicting that they have a whole bunch of changes coming that they need to handle. And so just last night they talked about they're going to form a steering committee of like 40 people in the community to talk about what the school district wants to do in terms of possibly realigning some grade levels. One thing that they're already talking about is maybe taking sixth grade, which has traditionally been in the middle school, shifting that to the elementary schools. They're really talking about like, what can we do going forward without, you know, incurring these huge expenses to reconfigure and also to prepare for an increased enrollment of what they're saying over the next decade, they could be getting upwards of 1,000 new students or additional students. So that would be quite a taxing situation on the district. The district superintendent right now is only saying the word big in terms of how much the cost would be that would go to voters in 2020, but he's not willing to commit. But last time we wrote about it 2-3 years ago, they were already targeting about $38 million of buildings and other components, that's their word, in the district that were aging out. So I think there's a big potential project that's going to be putting forward, and they're going to start that process in September officially. So this is just the start of it, but we know that this is going to be potentially contentious. Last time they had some of these major projects in this unit, there were a lot of, you know, meetings and a lot of public interest.
Miles Reed, editor of the Daily Gazette. For these and other stories, head to dailygazette.com or pick up a copy of the paper. Miles, we'll catch up with you next week.
You got it, David. Take care.